This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior Chinese official Friday defended China's human rights policies amid widespread criticism as Beijing prepares to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. Sheng Guo, a vice minister of the party's publicity department, said China has marked a miracle of safeguarding human rights and accused the United States of using human rights as a geopolitical weapon. There has been widespread criticism of Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in the northwest China region of Xinjiang, which rights groups say amounts to genocide, as well as its crackdown on protesters in Hong Kong and its policies toward Tibet and Taiwan. Some have called for governments to boycott the games, with 3,000 athletes, sponsors, and broadcasters being lobbied by rights groups representing minorities across China and those representing Tibetan and Hong Kong communities. The Winter Games is open on February 4th of next year. Taiwanese officials have set up an independent commission to investigate the conditions at a run-down building where a fire killed 46 people. Outside the cordoned-off and charred building, a Taoist priest chanted a prayer for those who died. Many were elderly or infirm residents unable to escape the 13-story building after the fire began on the ground below. City administrators say fire safety inspectors had not been able to access the building recently because the doors were always locked. Authorities were also looking into what caused that fire. Local reports say a resident who allegedly discarded a burning incense coil and a trash can was being questioned by police. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least six people have been killed, dozens wounded in armed clashes in Beirut. The clashes unfolded Thursday during protests organized by the militant Hezbollah group and its allies against the lead investigator into last year's massive blast at the city's port. Prime Minister told reporters that many of the wounded were shot by snipers. He called the events a very dangerous sign. Hezbollah and the allied Shiite Amal movement both want the lead investigator removed. The tensions over the port blast have added to Lebanon's enormous multiple troubles, including an economic and financial meltdown. A panel of U.S. health advisors has now endorsed booster shots for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. The advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted Thursday to recommend a lower-dose booster shot for seniors and other high-risk groups. Already, millions who got their first Pfizer shots at least 6 months ago are getting a booster of that brand. The FDA panel will discuss booster shots of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine on Friday. Final decisions are expected sometime next week. U.S. officials stressed the priority is still to get shots to the 66 million unvaccinated Americans who are eligible. A spokesman for former U.S. President Bill Clinton says that he is in a hospital in California being treated for a non-COVID-related infection. A spokesperson said that Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday in good spirits and is incredibly thankful to the doctors, nurses, and staff providing him with excellent care. Clinton's physician says he's responding to antibiotics well, adding that we hope to have him home soon. The UN Special Envoy for Colombia is now calling for greater efforts to integrate former combatants who are struggling with access to land and housing and finding a sustainable homes and incomes and security as well. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law a bill raising the nation's debt ceiling until early December, delaying the prospect of an unprecedented federal default that would cause economic disaster. The House passed a $480 billion increase in the country's borrowing ceiling on Tuesday after the U.S. Senate approved on a party-line vote last week. Senate Republicans had derailed initial Democratic efforts to raise the debt limit, but a handful of Republicans eventually joined the Democrats and allowed the bill to come to the floor for a vote. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.